This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, alhamdulillah, wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa man wala. Welcome back to our simple introduction, explanation to the waraqat of Imam al-Juwayni and also the fiqh. We talked about qiyas, we talked about aqsam al-qiyas, now we want to talk about arkan al-qiyas. What does arkan mean? Mahiyat al-shay, something which is intrinsic to something else, its existence. So, for example, arkan al-Islam, they are intrinsic to someone being Muslim, right? Being Muslim. So the arkan of a human being is like our heart, our liver, our organs, our major organs. So the arkan of qiyas are those things that they are its essence. They are components of its essence. So arkan al-qiyas, qala. Well, before we get to what Imam al-Haramain says, let's review what are the arkan of qiyas, because he mentions it very briefly in the first part when he talks about qiyas, but he doesn't really break it down. So arkan al-qiyas, arba'ah, there are four. Al-fara', so the new ruling, called branch, but let's use that, it's easier. The new ruling for which there is, the new act, excuse me, for which there is no ruling. Wal-asl is something for which there is a text that supports its ruling. So we have something new for which there's no ruling for it. That's why Imam al-Haramain in the Burhani says, wa huwa taj al-fuqaha, taj al-mujtahideen. This is how the Sharia is khalida hatta taqum as-sa'ah, and the danger of irresponsible taqleed. I am a champion of taqleed in most acts of worship, but in the mu'amalat, day-to-day affairs, we have to rely and turn to contemporary scholars. It's crucial. That's for another day. So the far is something that has no ruling, this new act people are worried about, like online gambling. The asl is something that has a ruling, gambling. The shared trait between them is they have the qualities that make gambling forbidden. And then the fourth component is the hukum of the asl. So again, what are the foundational integrals of qiyas? Far, asl, illa, hukum, al-asl. The new ruling, the branch, the new act, the branch, an act which is ruled upon by the Quran and Sunnah, the shared trait between them, and then the ruling from the Quran and Sunnah on the first act, on the legislated act, the asl, which is going to be applied to this new ruling that has no ruling. Then he says, وَمِن شَرْطِ الْفَرَعِ. Here what he's getting at is that there are like actually a lot of conditions, a lot of شروط for الْفَرَعِ, especially in the مُطَوَّلَات, in the larger books of أصول الفقه, but he's only going to mention a few. So here, مِن بِمَعْنَى تَبْعِيد, partiality. وَمِن شَرْطِ الْفَرَعِ أَن يَكُونَ مُنَاسِبًا لِلْأَصْلِ. What does that mean, مُنَاسِبًا لِلْأَصْلِ? That from the conditions of this new act is that it fits the legislated act, the asl. What does it mean, fits? It means that the illa is present, the cause is present, or the dalala is present, or whichever one has stronger sort of characteristics, the shabaha is present. Khalas, that's very important. وَمِن شَرْطِ الْفَرْعِ أَن يَكُونَ الْفَرْعُ مُنَاسِبًا لِلْأَصْلِ لِعِلَّةِ الْأَصْلِ يعني. وَمِن شَرْطِ الْأَصْلِ أَن يَكُونَ ثَابِتًا بِدَلِيلٍ مُتَّفَقٍ عَلَيْهِ بَيْنَ الْخَصَمَيْنِ. And from the conditions of an asl is that it has to be a strong supported evidence agreed upon by all parties. Of course, this can be very rare, right? But it should be agreed upon by those people that are discussing, those people that are sort of engaging in the idea of it being a hujjah. We'll get to this more in the future. وَمِن شَرْطِ الْعِلَّةِ أَن تَطَّرِدَ فِي مَعْلُولَاتِهَا أَي تَسْتَمِرْ. And from the condition of the illa, so we talked about the condition of the far, we talked about the condition of the asl, some, only one actually for each, And from one of the conditions of the underlying cause is that it has to be continually present amongst the asl and the far. Faratan qadi lafdan. Now, وَمِنْ شَرْطِ الْحُكْمِ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِثْلَ الْعِلَّةِ And from the conditions of the ruling is that it has to, what? It has to be equal to the illah. أَيْ تَابِعًا لَهَا Like it follows the illah. So if the illah is there, the ruling is there. As we said before the axiom, الْأَحْكَمْ تَجْرِيبِ إِلَلِيهَا فِي النَّفِي وَالْإِثْبَاتِ Because, of course, حُكْمِ is إِثْبَاتُ to أَمْرِ الْأَمْرِ So that there has to be that relationship. If the ruling is there, it's because the illah is there. If the ruling is not there, it's because the illah is gone. It's a simple way to understand what he's talking about now. وَمِنْ شَرْطِ الْحُكْمِ أَنْ يَكُونَ مِثْلَ الْإِلَّةِ فَإِنْ وُجِدَتْ الْإِلَّةُ وُجِدَ الْحُكْمُ Now, this is meant to be like tafsiriyah of what he just said, that to such the degree that if the illah is present, the ruling is present. If the illah is gone, the ruling is gone. Alhamdulillah, a very brief, simple introduction to the foundations of Qiyas. We'll build on those more in the future. What I want you to take from this lesson is there are four. And that each one has many conditions, but we only mentioned one condition for each. Barakallahu fikum wa sallallahu wa sallam ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.